couldn't help noticing that "like a bride" phrase. We know that the church is often referred to as the bride of Christ. But here it is in the Old Testament talking about the nation of Israel being the bride to God. And like a bride, we know that in a perfect relationship, brides are humble and come to their husbands willing to do his will, be his partner. But, you know, we're human. Some brides are better than others. Some churches, perhaps, better than others. And sometimes we do his will better than others. Seems like some people are, like some brides are, more concerned with how they look than what they do. We get dressed up. We come to church. We want everybody to see our new clothes. See my new shirt? I wore my new shirt. Does that look good? I'm so proud. I got a new shirt. Hey. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to look good for God. There's nothing wrong with wanting to share our fellowship time. There's nothing wrong with wanting to see and be seen. But there's still work to do. The bride who looks good is admired, but the bride who works well is admired for her work. Are we a church that looks good or works good? Are we a church that is healthy and strong, doing God's will, working for Him every day? Or are we a church that's just pretty, but doesn't get a whole lot done? Are we going to be a church that's known for our accomplishments? Or are we going to be a church that's known for our accoutrements? It's up to each of us, because each of us is the church. Each of us is part of that relationship. It's, I think, particularly hard for us in this country because we come from this culture of, you know, John Wayne and independence and strength and, you know, we value all of these "I'm in charge" kind of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. But as the church, we are asked to be humble and to do God's will and to do God's work. And sometimes it's hard to be a manly man and be a humble servant at the same time. And so we struggle with how to serve God as the church, how to serve as the bride of Christ, how to do the work of the bride. In those days, it was the bride's job to tend the garden and to do the cooking and to do the cleaning and to take care of the children. And so they would have seen the church's job being to feed the hungry, to clothe those in need, to take care of those around them who needed help. Are we known as a loving bride, a caring bride, a helping bride, a loving, caring, helping church? Are we faithful to our God as a wife should be faithful to her husband? Or do we get caught up in other things and get distracted by other loves, other interests, other frivolous pursuits? We do all those things. What a wonderful analogy. To be the bride of Christ, to be loved by Him, to be loved by God, in spite of our frivolousness, in spite of our failures, in spite of our distractions, and in spite of our deceptions even. God still loves us. We disappoint Him when we don't do His work. We embarrass Him when we are something other than we should be. We fail Him when we failed to care for His people. And yet He loves us still, because we are His bride. As a faithful husband loves his bride even when she is not very industrious or not very caring or not very helpful, so God loves us when we are not following His path or His instructions. And what a wonderful thing that is, to know that we are loved and cared for and forgiven even in our mistakes. Even in our times of selfishness and self-centeredness and pettiness, God still loves us. Jesus still loves us like a bride. And so He asks us, can we be better? Can we do better? Can we serve better? There's always that frustration of, like Charlie Brown, having a great potential. We never live up to all the things that we could do, we should do, we might do. We don't want to, we don't have to, and you can't always make us. But sometimes we do. Sometimes we have the ability to make a difference, and sometimes you can make us because we're willing to change. And when we do, God not only loves us, but rejoices in our faithfulness, our service, and our love for Him and His people.